We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. The program is called My Music, and the four contestants are called, respectively, John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, Dennis Knott. I am sometimes accused of giving John Amos difficult questions to answer. Naturally, I reply, because he's the only professional music critic here. But just to give you an easy starter for once, tell us what this is, John.
In the first place, I haven't been a music critic for about 15 years. Well. I was one, but I bettered myself.
You do tend to criticise music, though, don't
yes.
you?
In the second place, I always take it as a compliment if you give me difficult questions. Yes. In the third place, it's Tannhäuser Overture by Richie Wagner. And the best performance I ever heard of it was by a marvellous man who used to be the boss of the music at King's College called Boris Ord. And he used to play the left-hand part on the piano, ploing, ploing, ploing. And he used to play all that with a lavatory brush. And it was very effective.
With his his version was called Panhäuser.
He must have played it in C. It wouldn't work if you had white and black notes alternately.
He did, you know.
Did he? Yes. Anyway, that wasn't the recording we heard. It wasn't Boris Ord. It was the version by the Vienna Philharmonic, and Knappersbusch, actually, was conducting.
Knappersbusch. May I tell you a story about Knappersbusch? It's very short.
You might guess.
He conducted a rather bad orchestra in the Ruhr, a Bochum Philharmonic Orchestra. And afterwards, the manager, pushing his luck, said, tell me, Dr. Knappersbusch, when was the last time you conducted the Bochum Philharmonic Orchestra? And he said, tonight.
Right, we move on to our second contestant, Frank Muir. Frank, dig back in your memory. Who's this singer? Favourite bit down there, the mutter bit. Who was she?
Unmistakable, yes. Danny LaRue. it's a lady from the wilds of South America, reputedly called Ema Sumac.
Yes, or was she Amy Camus, the other way round? I often wonder.
There's an anagram of stomachache.
Ema Sumac, yes. Ian, if Ema Sumac could sing higher than most people, here's someone who could sing lower. But the interesting thing about this recording, I think, is what he chose not to sing. Who was it, Ian?
It was Paul Robeson.
Yes. Paul Robeson not singing...
Old Man River.
Well... Oh, you clever fellow. Among other things, he was not singing. Yes. He wasn't singing the Pipes of Pan either, but...
Well, I think he might have had a bit of trouble with that. He was a great singer, but...
Yes, well, you've got the mark. You've got the singer, Paul Robeson. What he was doing, I think, so interesting, he was deciding not to sing the scat singing bit out of It Ain't Necessarily So.
Oh, I see, that was...
All the other people sang, you know, he wasn't going to sing that. He sang the original.
Quite right. Yes.
And in fact, he went on after that to sing this.
Jonah, he lived. Yes, Jonah, he lived in the whale. Now he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Yes, Jonah, he lived in the whale.
Super voice. Dennis, it's your turn to answer a question. Who is this French lady?
Quand je t'ai enfant, très souvent, ma mère me disait que les anges au ciel voyaient tout ce que Dieu visait. Les intentions au mon cœur, que les anges tu vois à l'oublier.
I don't know who she is.
Churchillian French,
French,
wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. I always remember we used to have a French teacher when I was at school, and he used to say that the clue was always in the word dun, and he used to make us sit there for hours going dun, and you said it's not dong,
dong, D-O-N-G,
and English and American people tend to say dong, yes. But I don't know who she is other than that she isn't French. She's very likely American, but I can't really identify her.
Well, she has certain pronunciation troubles herself when she comes over here, because we tend to call her Warwick.
Oh, Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick,
oh,
yes.
Sorry, yes.
Can't give you the mark, can
no.
I? A listener wrote to say that he'd heard her announced on Radio Moscow as Dionne Vavika. So that's three names. Kitten on the keys, horsey keep your tail up, the cow-cow boogie, sheep may safely graze. There seem to be a lot of animals mixed up in music one way or another. A listener to this programme named Cunningham in Sussex writes to ask which animals' names you've noticed, perhaps, in musical titles, and suggests Red Seals in the Sunset as a starter for you. So the subject, the topic is animals and music. John, any thoughts? A title, perhaps? Or
you mean cod titles or
series? Well, perhaps.
Titles.
It depends how lucky you are.
Well, I was reading the other day about the man who wrote perhaps the most famous conglomeration of animals, which is his zoological fantasy, Camille Saint-Saëns. The funny thing is that he thought that perhaps the parodies and things would do his reputation harm. And so while he was alive, he would only allow The Swan, Le Cygne, to be published, and the others were only ever played privately. And he released the work, so to speak, in his will.
Right, interesting. Interesting about Saint-Saëns and the Carnival of the Animals. Frank, animals and music?
Unforgettable. That's what you want.
The very old one called Mice don't often figure in songs, do they?
Mice in was loving you.
You're using up everybody's, aren't you? Let me call a halt, may I, and see if Ian...
They're already crossing them off their list.
Yes, yeah. Ian's been writing furiously and now he's crossing off furiously.
One, it's possible for a mare that found herself jilted, which should be, I'm alone, big horse, I love you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should put a preservation order on that one.
Dennis, how are you faring?
Oh, my menagerie has been reduced, actually, but I found a chihuahua and a gnu and a gorilla.
Oh, let's have them.
Chihuahua, did chihuahua see a dream? Anything you gnu, I gnu better.
Yeah.
And gorilla, do you know, more than you know, more than you know. Gorilla, my dreams.
I love you, sir.
We could have a quick chorus of Pick a Knees Up, Mother Brown.
Well, our listener friend, Mr. Cunningham in East Grinstead, with, of course, all the time in the world to think about it, did suggest You Ought to Be in Pictures. You Ought to Be in Pictures.
Yes.
Very good one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for my piano medleys. All right, Frank, one for each team. Pens, ink and paper out, please. Numbers 1 to 6, you get a mark for each title correct. 6 marks in exchange for 6 titles. And the first medley for John and...
Thank you.
Thank you. How did you get on?
That
you started, yes.
Give me your tiny hand. Yes, Don Giovanni.
Yes.
Second one my friend got.
No, I didn't. I was writing, but I didn't get it. It's a South African thing.
Yes, that's right.
It's the Dorps or the...
My wonderful, beautiful...
Beautiful Sari Marimba.
Murray, you're near enough. Sari Murray, that's good enough, right.
Then, might it be the old grandfather's clock?
Yes, my grandfather's clock, yes. Then, a timely piece.
If you want to know the time,
ask a policeman.
That's right. Back to opera.
Here's an end to your games with the boys, girls. I mean, girls, boys, sorry.
Farage of Niggeros, that's right.
Yes,
that's
I say.
That's right.
They'll
yes.
be happy. Don't apologize.
And, finally.
Well, that was it.
Didn't get the other one.
No. Hush, hush, nobody cares.
No.
Ian Wallace is saying his prayers.
<Yes. laughs> Ian Wallace is trying to tell you what it is. You don't get the mark. Ian, it was, in fact, you heard.
Silent worship.
Silent worship, yes. So,
sorry.
5 out of 6, and a second medley for Ian and Dennis. First one.
On the 12th day, the 12th, yes. First day of Christmas.
Yes, 12 days of Christmas, yes. That's right, yes.
Lisbon story.
Well, Pedro that's, the that's, fisherman. That's what it came from, Pedro the Fisherman. Pedro Dennis got it, yes. Then?
Turkish Rondo, yes. From the Mozart, whatever it is,
yes. Sonata in A, that's right, doing well. Then came?
The Soldier's Chorus. The
military bit, yes.
And then you're all on your own, Dennis, yeah. From there
I'm
on.
I'm not, I'm halfway on my own. Nature Boy.
Yes, that's oh, well right, done. Nature Boy. And the
but
last
one... I didn't
one,
know what the last one was.
It was Massenet's Elegy. Yeah. Elegy by Massenet. So you too get 5 out of 6. Next round, titles and numbers. John. Numbers 1 and 2 in F, numbers 3 and 4 in G, 5 in D, and 6 in B-flat. What am I talking about?
Dedicated to the Margrave of Brandenburg.
They are Bach's.
Bach's. Concertos.
Brandenburg concertos, yes.
Isn't there a sort of cake that one used to have, which was rectangular,
slice.
With marzipan?
Battenberg.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Battenberg cakes, those are. That's right. It's a good idea for any composer listening, right? 6 Battenberg concertos.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake, Dennis. Frank, remember this is about numbers. Anyone who gets it rather badly at 24, what will he be doing at 35?
At 35, he's flirting madly with two or three or more.
That's right. From the
when he says his past love, is it then... And not before. He meets his last love.
He loves her.
And he loves her. As he's never loved before.
Right. Mark II. Back to rather more serious matters, Ian. If number 4 is tragic, what is number 9?
Well, an absolute disaster.
Right. The reverse, really.
Or it's a... It goes along the King's Road, Chelsea. In...
Well, now, number 4, tragic... Number 9. Can I give you a musical clue?
Oh, do.
Right, here it is. Listen carefully.
Yes, that's very familiar.
Horn.
I mean, it's very familiar, but
great,
I'm afraid I'm not going to get
great,
this.
No. It's they're Schubert symphonies. It's the great C major. It's known as the great C major symphony. Dennis, what winds from Chicago to Los Angeles, and how long is it? Winds from
Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Mm-hmm. Get your kicks on Route 66.
That's right, and here's the proof in the voice of Nat Cole.
It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way.
Lovely man. On to the next round. Here is some mood music. Music that establishes a mood. In fact, it might even suggest some dialogue to you or a commentator's voice. Question then is simply, what comes next? Can you take over when the music stops? I warn you, there isn't much of the music. John, you're first. A piece, actually it's called Madeleine. And when the music stops, in you come.
We are here for the new showing of the clothes and the new season's fashions, and here comes Madeleine. She is wearing a dress which is sort of made of a kind of yellow sponge-like material, and over that she has a kind of apricot jam kind of thing with little lumps of coconut, you know, all over. And on her head she has a great big cherry, and that is why she's called Madeleine.
Yes, the marks do you, of course. Frank, can you put this somehow into words?
Yeah, well, I took out the violin because I couldn't get on with a bass flute because my chair was right up against the right-hand wall and there was no room for the flute. Could we stick sideways, you see? So up the Royal College of Music, they said, why don't you take out something else? So I took out the old fiddle and... I play the old Hungarian music quite a lot because it don't matter much, you know, where your fingers go. If in doubt, you just slur the fingers up and down the band and it comes out right, you know, like Monty Stardust. You know.
Monty Stardust. Yes. Thank you. Ian, your turn next. What does this bring to your mind?
You sleep well, he said. It's quite late now, and I think you should be going. And then he held open the door, and I went through, and suddenly everything was terribly cold. So cold I was shivering and trembling, and there was a light, and then I could see its legs all tied together with string. It was a chicken. I'd stepped into the fridge.
A rather different kind of music I've chosen for Dennis. Dennis, it's your turn.
Just anything. That it's either the kind of music they play behind a commercial for a new chocolate bar. In the case of that one, I would think the bar called Noshville. Or it's that kind of inappropriate music they put behind medical documentaries to stop you throwing up.
Accept that quite happily. I intend it to be a sort of country-style guitar, naturally, but you got the idea with your Noshville. It's very nice.
Sure, was it
nice
fun?
Oh, no, but a man called Gert Tred. All four of them. Yes, he wrote all four of those pieces of music. Mm. And it's party piece time. In other words, this is where our contestants do a bit of singing. John, I have a nice 2 bars of Mozartian introduction for you.
Che sapete che cosa amo, donne vedete sino nel cuore, donne vedete sino nel cuore, sospiro e gemo senza voler. Palpito e tremo senza sapere, non trovo pace notte né dì, ma piace pur languir così. Voi che sapete come cosa amo,
Frank, I hardly think you'd like to follow that with another piece of Mozart, unless it was perhaps George Mozart. In the spirit of the old music hall... now he's taken offence. Yeah. Would you try a chorus of Oh, Mr. Porter? You choose a key, we'll all join in.
Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do? I wanted to go to Birmingham and they've carried me on to Crewe. Oh, take me back to London, quickly as you can. Oh, Mr. Porter, what a silly girl I am. Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do? I wanted to go to Birmingham, they carried me on to Crewe. Take me back to London, as quickly as you can. Oh, Mr. Porter, what a silly girl I am.
Dennis, Fats Waller not only sang good songs, he wrote good songs.
And you give them to me.
Yeah, yeah. I give them to you, yes.
It's kind of the vocal equivalent of John's friend's lavatory brush.
How about Fats Waller, not Honeysuckle Rose, it's his best-known song, I suppose, but Keeping Out of Mischief. Whatever key
Keeping
you like.
Keeping out of mischief now. Really? Where are you, Steve?
Right, sorry. Start again.
Keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. I have told them in advance. You can't break up our romance, living up to every vow. Keeping out of mischief. Where are you, Steve?
No. Anywhere you want to be. Yes. I thought you were going to do Keeping Out of Mischief now.
If you get onto Hertz Renter voice.
Yeah. Ian, in the last programme we did, John sang an unaccompanied folk song, and this week I wonder if you'd like to give us the same thing. I shall sit here and take my ease while you give us just a verse, I suppose, we say, of She Moved Through the Fair.
Before you take your E, Steve, I would appreciate a chord of G, I think.
G.
I think that.
Where would you write it on the piano, there?
Could we have it a little higher than that? Yes. Thank you.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Thank you, Ian. Just time to tell you that this week's scoreboard shows a victory, as in some weeks and not in other weeks, a victory for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.